Hello and welcome to Reddit Readings. I'm in a tree today. Oh, they finished the tree. It's really not that good, but... Yeah. So, yeah. Today we're gonna be reading from Reddit, obviously. So, let's find something to read. So, I'm first going to visit r/coronavirus to hear about some news, because where is the best source of news? COVID-19. CDC director admitted some Americans who seemingly died from influenza actually died from the coronavirus. Oh! That's not so good. Okay, a plane with 9 Chinese experts and 31 tons of medical supplies to Italy. Yeah, some news about coronavirus there for you. So today I am gonna be reading from AITA. What is it? Oh, this one seems nice. Okay, let me review it real quick. So, welcome back again. Petty revenge? This seems nice. By the way, I have Linux. Not on this computer. This is a Chromebook. It's bad. Ooh, let's check this one out. This was shared to a group I am in. I hope no one else has shared this yet. He was cheating on me with a co-worker of mine. She knew we were together, but told people she didn't care. Our moms and families ran in the same circle, so their actions affected a lot of people. After I learned what was going on, we broke up. Found out she was expecting to marry him now that I was out of the way. So I sent her flowers and an inexpensive ring delivered to her at our job, along with a lovely marriage proposal. She yelled out, "He proposed!" Everyone was clapping and congratulating her. I conveniently went on my break when she ran off to call him. When I came back, she was crying. I put on my best face and asked, "So, when's the wedding?" She ran off to the bedroom, sobbing hysterically. Best $75 I ever spent. This is nice. Comment. Nice. Now, I'm thinking that was a little short, so next one. So, that was a little bit of time for me. So, next post. Let's do entitled parents. I actually made so my touchpad doesn't work. It's no big deal, I can just plug in a mouse when I get to one. But still. Let's see, what do we have here? This is actually seems nice. Sure too. Hooray! My first post into the subreddit. This happened about 7 years ago now, and I'm still mad about it. You're really mad. When I was 11, my dad bought me a cat for my birthday. Ah, it's a cat. It's so cute. He was an orange fluff ball named Angelo, and I love him so much. Everything was my responsibility: cleaning the litter box, giving him food, brushing, etc. Anything you need to do to take care of cat. A year later, I got a tiny gray kitten named Dexter. They were my boots. Then the world fell apart. I never believed in the wicked stepmother stereotype until this. My dad and stepmom fighting got worse and worse to the point where she would hurt my dad. Her and her son would do nothing but complain about the things my dad did. So my dad got out of there, and I went to stay with my mom while he looked for a new place to live. Everything was going fine until things started getting split in the divorce. By terms of the divorce. 1. Her son's car had to be put in her name, so my dad wouldn't pay for it. That's another story entirely. Both my dad's and my things had to be returned to our new apartment. 3. I got to keep my cats. Apparently, my stepmom didn't like number 3. She wouldn't return my cats. My dad contacted his lawyer multiple times to try to get Angelo and Dexter, but she kept refusing. Finally, my dad threatened to take her to court so he could take the cats back! Oh, this is insane! But wait, what's this? She doesn't have the cats anymore. She actually confessed that she released my cats in the middle of nowhere. And we have a lot of coyotes near where we live. So unless they were picked up by someone, they were almost definitely killed. Stepmom then told my dad he could have the house. She packed her things and left the state. I miss my cats. I haven't been able to get any since Angelo and Dexter, but I really hope to get one in the future. But I have a new stepmom now, and she's the nicest person in the world. So, sort of happy ending. Edit. A lot of people have been saying that she would sue for animal cruelty because of what my stepmom did, but the big reason we didn't is because even if we sued, it wouldn't bring my cats back. We tried calling shelters and putting up missing posters, but we never found anything. Even if we sued, it would give money and not my cats. It was really the idea that no amount of money would be able to bring back those two cats at the time, and I wasn't ready to just replace them. I hope this answers people's questions about that. Edit dude, this was also back in 2013. I was just a kid back then, and we don't know where she is now. There's not much we can do now, but we did our best at the time. This is like the best thing ever. Like, seriously. Thank you.